Welcome, dear learners. Welcome in the last module of this week. In this week, we will be discussing post-submission. We have covered in earlier modules how to plan a research article, how to target journal for your manuscript, how to write the first draft, how to focus all the aspects of research article, all the sections from the title page to the abstract, introduction, methods, results, and discussion, conclusion, acknowledgement, and references. We learned how to submit your manuscript. Now it comes about the post-submission. After completing this module, you will be able to understand what should you do after submitting your manuscript and how you can avoid the rejections. We will be covering this module under the heads Knowing the Editorial Process, Responding to the Reviewer's Comments, Proofreading, and then discussing tips for avoiding rejections of the article. Now let us begin the discussion. You have submitted your manuscript. Now what you'll do? Little bit things we have discussed in previous module also, what you'll do after that, that you will be vigilant that what communication is being sent by the journal. You will check your emails. Meanwhile, you must see the editorial process. You must learn the editorial process of that particular journal and the trend. What happens when you have submitted your manuscript? The editor or the technical editor just go through your manuscript with respect to the formatting aspects, with respect to the scope of your manuscript matching with the journal or not. If formatting is okay, that's fine. If scope is okay, if it is matching, if your the manuscript is matching with the scope of the journal, fantastic. Then the editor will just forward the manuscript to the peer reviewers. And remember, the peer reviewers are selected by the editor-in-chief, not mandatorily as per your suggestions. So it may be a double-blind, single-blind peer review. Double-blind, you know? Double-blind means neither author nor the peer reviewer knows about the names of the each other. And the single blind peer reviewing means the peer reviewer knows that who are the authors. And most of the time, this single blind peer reviewing is done. So, in some journal also, suggested reviewers and non-suggested reviewers, you can also exclude some of the researchers who may have the problem with your work or with you, maybe. It happens in academics and research everywhere. So, you may give the list of the few authors, 3-4 authors, who are not desired by you. But few journals, only few journals, have this kind of practice. So, what happens that peer reviewer has gone through? You have to, we will check it out that what peer reviewer sees. What does the peer reviewer do? When the peer reviewer is assigned that particular task, he just goes through your manuscript, sees the quality of your content, your presentation, your references, novelty and rationality of your work, and overall how you have presented your hypothesis is evaluated. And depending on their expertise, they may accept in one read only. They may recommend accept it with minor revision with some comments, or accept it with major revisions, or if you are not fortunate enough, it may be rejected at all. Sometimes it is rejected in this format and can be resubmitted. It is like that. Sometimes the decision may be like this. So once you have got the comments, peer reviewer send the comment to the editor, and then editor sends the comments to the authors. Now authors have got the comments from reviewers. Most of the time they are two or three reviewers. So let us discuss how to respond the comments sent by the reviewers. We will discuss responding the comments in the next section.